Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
This is a wartime bridge to increase oil supply until production ramps up later this year. And it is by far the largest release of our national reserve in our history.
To address pain at the gas pump, President Joe Biden says the U.S. will be draining roughly 1 million barrels a day for the next 6 months from the country's strategic petroleum reserve. Republican Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said the release is just a Band-Aid.
The reserve is supposed to exist for giant unforeseen crises, such as a war between great powers. It's not there so that anti-energy politicians whose policies have raised gas prices can try to hide that from the public.
The president also called on U.S. oil producers to ramp up production, but many are hesitant that new drilling won't pay off in the long term, given the White House's push for cleaner energy. Russian troops withdrew from parts of northern and central Ukraine, but now are gathering in the southeast. The Pentagon says an initial half-dozen shipments of weapons and other security assistance have reached the country. Amid reports that the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas supported efforts to overturn the 2020 presidential election, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for a code of ethics for the high court. She sidestepped questions about whether Justice Thomas should step down.
If your wife is an admitted and proud contributor to a coup of our country, maybe you should weigh that in your ethical standards.
Legislation to cap the cost of insulin at $35 a month passed the House. Critics say it doesn't go far enough and shifts more costs onto insurers and employers. And today, the House is expected to pass a bill to federally legalize marijuana, but it may not have enough support to bypass a Senate filibuster. A House panel is considering legislation to strengthen banking overdraft protections, which consumer advocate Jeremy Greer called an abusive form of high-cost credit.
The majority of overdraft fees were incurred on transactions of $24 or less and were repaid within 3 days, meaning that a $34 overdraft fee would have an annual percentage rate of 17,000%.
Banks and credit unions rake in roughly $12 billion a year in overdraft fees. Senators are closing in on a $10 billion COVID funding deal that leaves out $5 billion in foreign assistance. The White House had requested $22 billion. Democrats are calling on Biden to extend the moratorium on federal student loan payments through the end of the year. The suspension is set to expire May 1st. And the Biden administration marked Thursday's Transgender Day of Visibility.
The State Department and Department of Homeland Security announced new steps that will improve the travel experience for transgender Americans.
White House spokeswoman Kate Bedingfield says those changes include allowing the option for U.S. citizens to select X when identifying gender on a passport. I'm Mary Sherman for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our eTrust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.